Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 9th. You'll be interested to know, 129 years ago, today in 1819, the Paris Aero Club sponsored a grand ballooning race in which Count Henri de Laveau and Count de Castien de Saint-Victor flew from Paris to Khorostyshev, Ukraine, covering over 1,153 miles in 33 hours, a remarkable feat of early aviation and human ingenuity. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 41 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:09 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 57 and a cool north wind blowing at 10 to 14 with gusts reaching 25. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low around 38 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 7 with the high tide at 1:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Friday will be sunny with a high near 62 and light west winds of 3 to 7 miles per hour, becoming clear overnight with a low near 44. Saturday warms to near 67 and stays mostly sunny before a chance of rain returns Sunday with highs near 62 and breezy northeast winds up to 16 miles per hour, with showers possible into Monday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the city of Boston is moving away from flex posts, transitioning to more durable bike lane barriers this fall. City officials are replacing the flexible bollards with cast-in-place concrete, which sits on top of the road. This change aims to reduce maintenance costs and litter from broken posts, while providing a safer environment for bikers. The chief of streets for Mayor Michelle Wu has stated that the long-term goal is to eliminate flex posts in most cases, starting with new barriers along Arlington Street and Boylston Street. Meanwhile, state health officials are warning people and pets to avoid parts of the Charles River due to a growing algae bloom. Now on to sports. The great Bill Belichick experiment has taken a dramatic turn at the University of North Carolina. His tenure as head coach has devolved into a situation resembling the Carolina Panthers, leaving fans embarrassed. With a record of 2 wins and 3 losses, the football team's performance has disappointed many. Fans left Keenan Stadium early during a recent game against Clemson, underscoring their frustration. Belichick's past success in the NFL has not translated to college football, leading to widespread criticism. The planned documentary about the team has been scrapped due to the growing dissatisfaction surrounding him. And tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the 4-1 Eagles are at the 1-4 Giants. Kickoff is at 8:15 p.m. on Amazon Prime Video. Philadelphia is favored by 7.5, and the over-under is 40.5. In local sports, last night, the Bruins and Capitals opened their season at Capital One Arena. Bruins forward David Pastrnak shined with a goal and 2 assists in a 3-1 road victory over Washington. The first period was low scoring, with both teams combining for only 11 shots. Pasternak broke the tie in the second period with a precise shot, giving Boston a 1-0 lead. Despite a late goal from Tom Wilson, the Bruins held on, with Morgan Geekie sealing the win. Boston faces the Chicago Blackhawks tonight at TD Garden. In top news, the Internal Revenue Service is furloughing nearly half of its workforce due to the ongoing government shutdown. About 34,000 IRS workers are being furloughed, while another 39,870 employees will remain on the job. This announcement comes as the federal shutdown enters its eighth day without an agreement between Republicans and Democrats on a funding deal. The IRS stated, due to the lapse in appropriations, most IRS operations are closed. Furloughed workers were informed they will receive back pay once the shutdown ends. This furlough follows mass layoffs that reduced the IRS workforce by approximately 25%. In business news, artificial intelligence is supposed to kill jobs, but instead there is a hiring and office boom. Some artificial intelligence executives have predicted significant job losses due to the technology. However, many artificial intelligence companies are hiring large numbers of human employees. This is driving a surprising resurgence in Silicon Valley's office market. Eric Simons, chief executive officer of artificial intelligence startup Stackblitz, recently announced a new office lease in San Francisco. The build-out is underway, and employees are expected to move in around January. Generative artificial intelligence is reshaping the workforce while fueling new job creation that drives office demand. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at just over $122,000. Ethereum is unchanged at about $4,500. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.84. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Robocalls are on the rise, with over 4.1 billion received in August alone by people in the United States. To combat this, Apple is introducing a new tool in its iOS 26 release to help users manage unknown calls. This feature allows iPhone owners to choose how to handle incoming calls, including letting them ring, sending them to voicemail, or asking the caller for more information. When using the third option, Siri will answer and gather details, displaying a status message on the lock screen. To activate this tool, users need to install iOS 26, open Settings, and select Screen Unknown Callers. And in entertainment news, Wind River, the next chapter star Jason Clarke, reveals that the sequel is about to come out soon after being locked up with the legalities. Originally released in 2017, the first Wind River movie was written and directed by Taylor Sheridan and starred Elizabeth Olsen and Jeremy Renner. A sequel was announced in November 2022, focusing on Chip Hansen, a character from the first film. Clark describes the sequel as extraordinary and a beautiful movie, set within the Native community. The completion and post-production phase of Wind River 2 brings hope for an imminent release date announcement. The first film grossed over $44 million on a budget of $11 million. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Alexander Graham Bell. And he said, "When one door closes, another opens. But we often look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.